From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings and welcome to Scrapbook Marshall County History. I'm Glenn Broggett. On this edition, we shine the spotlight on a Marshall County resident by the name of Elmer Kleiner. Now, what makes Elmer Kleiner's story so interesting is his fascination and collection of steam engines. Now, Elmer Kleiner grew up on a farm south of Warren, Minnesota. He first overhauled a Model T when he was only 9 years old, and since then he has had a fascination with engines and how they worked. Today we find out more about Elmer Kleiner and his love of steam engines on this edition of Scrapbook Marshall County History.
I'm Elmer Kleiner from town here, and I grew up in the Tabor area on a farm. I've always been fascinated with the old engines. My dad had a one-horse mogul that he bought at an auction sale for $3, and I restored that one. And I got tired of it, so I sold that one, and I've been restoring engines ever since I can remember.
But what are your recollections of some of those early engines and then how your love developed for them?
They were all used for whatever you had to use them for because you didn't have any electricity, like pumping water, shelling corn and grinding feed, cleaning grain, you name it. They rigged them up, turned whatever they had to, cream separators, whatever they had to do with those engines, they did.
Now, this begun very, you said, at a very young age. You kind of got bit by the bug, and growing up and on the farm in different times, you really got to kind of learn a lot of things at a younger age too, whereas today it's a little bit of a different ball game as far as learning manual labor and manual operation.
I started restoring actually on these farm engines back in the, it would have been possibly the late 80s. A fellow from in this area had an engine that was under the water for how many years, who knows. And he said, I can have it if I want to do something with it. And that was a challenge to get that one running. And I've restored at least 100 by now. And I still got 20, 22, which I display at the different parades in the fair, and I take it to Oslo and Stephen and Argyle, and of course here during the fair. Wherever I have to go with them, I do.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these engines. Let's go into some of the things that you have.
The nicest engine that I've got, I've restored, and I restored at least eight of those kind. It's a Model M, a McCormick Deering, a horse and a half. And when they were made, they were made from a horse and a half all the way up to a 10. I've never had the 10, but I've had the 3-horse and the 6-horse and a horse and a half. And my oldest engine is a 1911 made in Beatrice, Nebraska. And they call that the Dempster. And that's a horse and a half engine, and I picked that one about 3-4 years ago from a fellow around Rolog, and I restored that one, and that one has been real good to me. It's a nice running engine. It's a hit and miss engine. If you know what hit and miss means, it means that they hit and then they free run and they hit. If they're under load, they hit every time, and that's my oldest engine.
A lot of the ones you've worked on and restored through the years, any of them come to mind as far as being some of the more pain in the butts to get going? Have you ever come across some that were a little bit more of a challenge than others?
Oh, yeah. I've had them where somebody said, you'll never get that one loose. And that was in the dirt probably for the last 50 years. It was a challenge to get it loose, but it was stuck solid. It was a Fairbanks Morse, a horse and a half, a hit and miss engine. Fairbanks made some of those earlier. I worked on it, and it probably took me 2 years to get it loose, but I did, and it ran. I got it running.
What do you think of some of the engines through the years now into today? I mean, comparing them to some of the older models that you've worked on.
The engines nowadays are much more high speed. They don't have the lugging power like the old engines did. You take a horse and a half that runs maybe 300, 400 RPMs. Well, the new ones, to get a horse and a half, they're going to have to be running about 3,000. And that's the difference. They're just made different. In the old engines, the horse and a half engines are anywhere from 250 to 300 pounds, and you get into the three horse, six horse. I had a six horse that was 1,000 pounds. Well, that was too heavy. I just couldn't handle that. So I sold that to a fella in Kansas City, and he wanted it real bad. So I sold it to him, and that was the end of my six horse.
Now, are there any other things you'd like to discuss about engines today before we go on our way?
I'm getting quite old. I get wore out trying to keep them all running when I get them. I've got them on two different trailers, and I'll put one trailer behind the other when I go in the parade here at the fair. But when I go down the highway, I can't do that. It's against the law. You can't have a trailer behind a trailer. If I do go down there, then I have probably my oldest boy hook onto one of the trailers and follow me to wherever I'm going to be in the parade. As long as I can remember, I've always been fixing something, either taking it apart and getting it put back together, and that I've done that for years and years.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.